With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Frederick Forsyth was able to suppress a childhood ambition to be a bullfighter and in his early 30s launched a career as a writer of best-selling novels. His tale of a Soviet plot to set off an atomic bomb in England, The Fourth Protocol, shot to the top of the list almost as soon as it came out. Born in 1938 in a town southeast of London, Forsyth's first job was as a cub reporter on a provincial newspaper. 3 years later, he joined Reuters, which sent him to Paris in 1962.
For a young man to be a foreign correspondent in those days in that place was exciting. A lot of adrenaline around.
Then it was on to East Germany at the time of the Berlin Wall and communist paranoia.
You could hear the hammering of the machine guns on the Berlin Wall as East Germans tried to flee across the wall and were caught in the searchlights and gunned down. And I could hear that from my apartment window.
Later, Forsyth worked as a correspondent for the BBC. When the BBC refused to send him back to Africa, Forsyth quit. By this time, it was January of 1970.
I had no job and precious few prospects, not much in the bank either. I had to make some money. So I went back to this notion that had been turning around in my head for 6 years, the professional killer chartered to shoot to goal.
Forsyth wrote the novel that was to become The Day of the Jackal in 35 days and spent the summer hawking it to publishers in London's West End.
It was an odd sort of book when you look at it. If you stand back and look at it, here was a guy walking around with a manuscript under his arm trying to tell a publisher, this is a story about an assassin trying to shoot Charles de Gaulle in 1963. And the publisher would say, but he's alive. So it would seem foregone conclusion. The end of the story can't have a climax because we know that he couldn't have shot de Gaulle. And it was very hard to explain that wasn't the point of the book. It was the methodology of the book, is what the guy actually did, how close he got.
Frederick Forsyth helped The Day of the Jackal along with a 25-page synopsis, finally convinced an editor to read it, and the rest is history. Then followed The Odessa File, The Dogs of War, and still another bestseller, The Fourth Protocol. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Former journalist Frederick Forsyth admits he's not prolific. 5 novels since 1970, starting with The Day of the Jackal. But his books have sold more than 30 million copies worldwide, not even counting his bestseller, The Fourth Protocol. It was after Forsyth finished The Day of the Jackal, The Odessa File, and The Dogs of War that stories began circulating that Forsyth had decided to give up his writing career.
That was when somebody said, what is your next novel going to be? And that was when I replied, I don't have any plans to write another novel. Which was parlayed into, he's never going to write again, he says.
In fact, Forsyth did take 5 years off before he wrote his fourth novel, The Devil's Alternative, but he says he was busy during that period.
I got married, I started a family, I moved to Spain, I spent a year in Spain, I moved to Ireland, I sorted out a rambling old Georgian manor house and tried to modernize it.
Forsyth decided he wanted to go back to his roots, so in 1980 he sold his home outside Dublin and returned to his native England. Forsyth is known for the painstaking detail in his novels, how to pick a lock, how to blast a safe, how to build a bomb. In The Fourth Protocol, he writes about the British intelligence apparatus.
I got a rather plaintive little cry. Would you please not give the exact address?
Did you?
No, I didn't. I thought, well, it doesn't add a darn thing to the book. I changed it. I changed the street name. I could have put it in, but I mean, what's the point? It's a momentary titillation, perhaps, for the reader, but probably some kook somewhere is going to put together some sticks of dynamite and put them in the lobby or something.
The Fourth Protocol is set in 1987, and a real British traitor, Kim Philby, helps to plot a Soviet attempt to set off a small atomic bomb in England. Forsyth is sure Philby has read The Fourth Protocol.
I have not the slightest doubt that one was put in the bag from the Soviet embassy, along with the cricket scores, which he always assiduously follows, from Lord's cricket match in England, and I believe he will probably have got one by now.
Novelist Frederick Forsyth, with BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.